This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It has nothing to do with terrorism, in spite of the statements that he made. He did clarify that the reason he had made that statement, in the event that anything did happen to him, that he was in fact pledging his allegiance to God for protection.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here we go again. A Fresno shooting rampage. Suspect who was shot dead. Three people ended up in that same condition. Apparently, the gunman wanted to kill more. It was three white men who were taken out at the hands of somebody who was screaming Allah Akbar. You just heard the Fresno police chief, Jerry Dreyer, there. Sorry to start off the show on a sour note, but this is life, and this is real, and this is what's being talked about in many of your backyards, whether you're in New York, Florida, somewhere in between in the Midwest, Illinois, Texas, the West Coast, Portland, listening to this show. Khoury Al-Hamani, Muhammad, rather, told his family there was a war going on between blacks and America on social media. He referred to white people as devils. He released a rap album, had all kinds of nasty stuff in it. And this was the day on Tuesday that he decided he was going to take it to the streets. He stalked the streets of downtown Fresno, fatally shooting three white men with his revolver before surrendering to police. He allegedly shouted Allah Akbar and expressed hatred toward white people and the government. They don't think it was an act of terrorism, but they're investigating it as a hate crime. Dreyer said he's lashing out at white people, white males in this case. The chief said that investigators don't believe Muhammad worked with anyone else in the attack, calling him an individual that is filled with hate, filled with anger. It happened less than 2 minutes after Muhammad firing a total of 16 shots. Dreyer said, by the way, because it was reported earlier that he shot himself, but no, he surrendered to a responding officer without incident and later apologized. So let me make sure that you know that. He surrendered. He did not take himself out. I think I misspoke. I said that. So in addition to Tuesday's killings, police say that he was suspected in a fatal shooting of a security guard, a white male, last week. Muhammad's father said that he told a newspaper reporter that his son believed that he was part of an ongoing war between whites and blacks and that a battle was about to take place. And they think that's what prompted him to do what he did. He just bubbled over the top, as they say. The awful and unfortunate part here is the families of the people who were killed. It's not much comfort, of course, to them. And I clearly think, based on what we've seen, that this was a hate crime. And he had a bit of a rap sheet, but it doesn't matter what the sheet says. It matters. I go back to the victims. So often we talk about everything else but dance around the victims. How would you like to get that phone call? Of course you wouldn't like to get that phone call. It's so random. So random. So three people dead at the hands of a guy who was filled with hate. And there's been a lot of outcry over this, a lot of outcry, for sure. Also coming out of Washington, D.C., on a tax day, there's always conversations about lowering taxes, but especially on tax day and feeling the frustrations. There are people who look at this as their pound of flesh, I guess, their due day to give up their pound of flesh. It is a weird dance we do with the IRS, that is for certain. I think even when you think you have it pretty easy. Trump today said he was concerned about nuclear war because you always have to be concerned about nuclear war. The president said, look, this is what we do. This is what happens. You don't know exactly who you're dealing with. He went on to say he had a great meeting with the president of China. And that meeting tells him a lot. And he said, you've seen a lot of things happen. North Korea on everyone's mind. They have a pretty good power, not a great power, perhaps, but a pretty good power over North Korea. Talking about China, he said, we're going to see what happens. It's very, very tricky. It is very, very tricky. Suffice to say, it doesn't look like anytime soon that we're going to be in the attack mode. And this, of course, there are responses which come after North Korea's UN ambassador warned that U.S. actions had created a dangerous situation in which thermonuclear war may break out at any moment on the peninsula and poses a serious threat to world peace and security. Well, that's pretty scary words when you hear that. Just so you know, what you said could threaten our way of life and everybody else's in the world. And, of course, it has to do with firepower. And nobody wants to see a nuclear bomb go off anywhere, frankly. Even the threat of it can be enough and at least for now should be. It's tough talking about it because you think, well, you can't be completely cockamamie and go in the other direction and say, well, there's no chance that'll happen. There's no way. And think about the cooler heads prevail. And it's really maybe even selfishly because what would be left and that rocking the boat that way. But I think with North Korea, and of course the Trump guys realize this too, it's unpredictability. You know, it's his behavior is, you can't predict it. So very erratic, could go in any direction, and that direction could be the wrong direction, the right direction, or somewhere in the middle. But how do you help him find the middle? Push him right to the middle of the middle. What can you do to ensure that that doesn't happen? And the answer is, we don't have a beat on that. How do we know? That's always the scary part. Remember, there used to be people would poo-poo it, but they would say, you don't want him to have the nuclear codes. You don't want him to have his finger on the button. How many times did you hear finger on the button in your life? I bet you, no matter what, if you're a millennial or you're two decades older, you have heard that for sure. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Last year, the FBI used a dossier of allegations of Russian ties to Donald Trump's campaign as part of the justification to get approval to secretly monitor Trump associate Carter Page.
Wow. Interesting, as we roll through more here on America Tonight. I always say, and I said it, I'm sure, at the top, I say it a couple of times during the show, you've heard me say this, that we're about what happening in, you know, your backyard, whether we're talking about Russia and some dossier that's been dumped, whether we're talking about the Fresno shooting and no terrorist ties, but pretty awful what people heard that was said, or whether we're talking about Theresa May and these UK early elections on June 8th and the amount of attention that has been placed on that, and for very, very good reason. Let's put it that way. And how about this? 42%, you always think people know, are in the know when they hear certain groups being labeled as, you know, X, Y, Z, including the House Freedom Caucus, right? 42% of Americans were not familiar, in the, according to Pew, with what that group is. And what the group is a group of conservative lawmakers who have been making a lot of waves, problems for others on the Hill in their group, meaning Republicans. The Pew Research Center concluded that 42% of U.S. adults have heard nothing at all about the Freedom Caucus. Other findings from the survey I thought that were pretty interesting is that 19% have heard a lot about the Freedom Caucus, so that's pretty small. 42% of the people who identified as Republicans or lean right haven't heard of the group, though. And the House Freedom Caucus opposed the House's Republican health care bill last month, which ultimately led to the House Speaker Paul Ryan scrapping a planned vote because the legislation didn't have the support. So the House Freedom Caucus is one you want to remember. They threw a monkey wrench into what the Bush people hoped would happen. In the meantime, according to the Wall Street Journal, this is interesting, Bill O'Reilly is on the chopping block. And when I say he's on the chopping block, he was a very popular program on Fox. In fact, getting them some really decent ratings. And it's so unusual, but I think, if you're going to read anything into it, it really stacks up that there's something there. Because otherwise, to me, they wouldn't think of cutting off the golden goose. I mean, 21 years. 21 years is a long time in broadcasting. Like, multiply that in dog years, it'd be ridiculous off the charts. But because of what happened with Roger Ailes, because of what happened to so many other people, it's another signal that, especially for the Murdochs, because they've passed the torch, that with Fox, we don't want to go too deep into this, or we don't want this to drag around. And I don't believe Bill O'Reilly will be back. And the Wall Street Journal is kind of saying the same thing, but not releasing sources. But 21 years is a very long, long time. But pretty much, it's almost what Fox is owning up to, that they had problems anyway. And they couldn't do anything about the problems. And now they have a way to do something about the problems, I guess, because so many advertisers dumped out. It was just too risky. Picture this, you have a TV show. Wow! Insert name, any of you. The ratings get huge. The paychecks get fatter. And you have some say. Or it could be the reverse way. So, are you a pragmatist or magical thinker, I suppose. That's the way you could look at it. I always feel worried for the former President George H.W. Bush. He had to be hospitalized again in Houston 4 days with a reoccurrence of pneumonia. 92 years old. Whew. Father, of course, of George W. Bush, had been in Methodist Hospital in Houston since last Friday for observation because he has this persistent cough. The doctors diagnosed him with a mild case of pneumonia. It's been treated, however, and resolved. Think of that. I mean, just, I honestly believe people are looking for tributes. And hey, 92 is a long life well lived. But this is where you, when you're in this business, you're ready to let that roll. George Herbert Walker Bush. Born in Massachusetts. CIA director at one point. Ronald Reagan's VP, you knew that, right? And even served as a congressman. So he really knew his way around the political scene. Which makes sense, because he wasn't always the most powerful guy at the table, but he certainly was one of them and had fascinating stories about politics. I thought about this in my own life. Which sells more? Which are people more interested in? It is kind of the yin and the yang. Not enough content, too much content. You know, we always wrestle, don't we? All of us wrestle for our spot, I suppose, in what is often a chaotic world, as I'm fond of saying. I think it's pretty amazing when you look at the planets and you get someone to really explain what's going on there, just how far we've come in so many of our technological advancements. And it's really not lip service in saying, well, that's just fall away. It's not just fall away. It's fodder is what it is. Coming up on the show, just so you know, we have a mailbag. Also, we can count. It is about numbers. Whether you're picking lottery numbers, remembering numbers, what happens if any of us gets stranded without our phone? Can you imagine? Maybe you know your number, but you still have to beg someone to use a cell phone. And depending on where you are and what time, it might not be so easy. You have your friend. You can't remember the number. Hopefully you get your phone to make your one call. And hope the right person answers it. Hold on a second. Prisoner 80521. We're going to find anyone for you that can have a conversation. And then we'll make the rest of the world happy. I understand, however. I do. I understand it. All right, a couple of quick hits for you. At the tail end of this hour, I talked about Fox News, what I knew, that it was leaning toward cutting back hours. Maybe it's a part-time deal. You know, who knows? By the way, this is not a part-time job, I think, in one sense. But Trump's inaugural attracted 107 million in donations. 107 million. Wow. Raising that number, doubling the previous record set by President Barack Obama 8 years ago. In a statement announcing its windfall, the inaugural committee said the multi-day event was one of the most accessible and affordable inaugurations for the public in recent history. That means you get to rub elbows with a whole bunch of influential people and you have access. So this guy has access. You have access to coming up. We can count plus the mailbag. I love it when you send me mails. Keep it coming. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and you're in.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you so much, as always, for your support of America Tonight. Happy Easter to those who celebrate.
As far as him getting injured, I do not agree with it. It was actually poor taste is just the best way to put it. He did smack his face on an arm rail.
My oh my, it is about United. Lots of conversations about while we're in the middle of what's going on in Syria and the White House not necessarily ruling out further action, but not saying that they're going into, we're not going deeper into Syria, I guess, with this, which is in one way perhaps confusing, but I understand what the president is saying there. However, there's still a lot of chatter about United. Why? Because so many of us fly. Even if you just fly once in a while for that rare vacation, who are you flying? American, Southwest, United, Delta? If you're a United flyer, make sure you read that 37,000-word rambling manifesto about what your rights are and what their rights are, really, as to throwing you off a plane if they want to. There is no disputing the facts. A passenger was dragged, did end up bloodied, and was screaming up the aisle and off the plane when he refused to give up a seat on a United flight to Louisville, Kentucky from Chicago. The plane, the airline, needed four seats to transport crew members. And people weren't volunteering, so they were going to be voluntold. the company's response just dominated the headlines on Tuesday. United stock dropped 4% in the morning. Finally, the CEO came back with an apology after not issuing one in the beginning, saying it was truly horrific. And he's pledged a full review by April 30th to fix what's broken so it never happens again. Never is a tough word to throw out there after it's already been done. The U.S. Department of Transportation says they're renewing the episode as well. Lawyers for the passenger, identified as Dr. David Dow, said he was being treated in a Chicago hospital on Tuesday afternoon. It's a PR nightmare. PR nightmare. The apology was lukewarm, too late, and after he had not apologized the first time around. So one of the biggest hashtags were the new United Airlines mottos. People all over Twitter were using them. And it was just handled completely wrong. What can you say about it? I would be rattled too if all of a sudden I'm on the flight. I just want to take a breath. I'm sitting on my flight. And then because I don't have a zillion miles, or I'm not a preferred customer, or I didn't get there early, or I don't have something else that identifies me as special, I'm the one that's going. And that's why it was him, because for whatever reason, he was on the low end of the totem pole for that particular flight, and that's why that happened. I mean, to him and to a couple of others. Oh, the worst. And you think, what do you do if you're in that position? How would I react, tired, sitting there, and then looking around me, just trying to mind my own business, and now I've got to go? Ugh. That's tough. It'd be tough. I just say it'd be tough because I know, I think my reaction would be I wouldn't want to move either. And there's the other thing. They wouldn't dare. Would they drag a woman down the middle of the aisle? Maybe they would. I don't know. What were they thinking? It's just, we got to get this plane going and that's it, I suppose. Remember the Jay Giles band? John Warren Giles Jr., the guitarist and founder of that band that still is played all over the place. A lot of cover tunes with that Jay Giles band. Police came to the Giles home and found the 71-year-old unresponsive, declared dead at the scene. Foul play not suspected. They just think natural causes. It was a very popular American touring band in the 70s, and they got commercial fame when they released Centerfold, Love Stinks, Freeze Frame, very, very well-known tunes. And that band went on to tour a lot. They opened for some other big, super big bands. I guess they made 14 records all together. It's got to be, you know, it's got to be a grind. And that's what he said back in 2004. He said being part of the Jay Giles band was a lot of fun. In some respects, though, it was like any other job. It starts to wear on you a little bit. So his semi-retirement from music allowed him to go to what he liked to do for fun, and that was cars. He started KTR Motorsports out of a garage in Carlisle, Massachusetts, and it serviced vintage Ferraris, Maseratis, and other Italian cars. I guess he eventually sold that business, but it was certainly, like I said, rest in peace. I cannot tell you how many times I saw them in concert or heard the song Freeze Frame, Centerfold, or you name it. It seems like any time I get into a car, I'm hearing that song when they play 70s music or 80s music for some of what they were playing. And Jay Giles was absolutely a very big part of that. There's just some music, no matter whether it's poppy or it's the lyrics or what it is, it just sticks. And that, and they had songs that did. They just stick. They stuck the landing, if you will, and people still like to hear that music. There it is. You know this song. Ba-da-da-da. Yeah, and that's the line, "My angel is a centerfold." Andy, you've probably heard that song a few times, once or twice, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, as I said, you could be in your 20s, and that's when a song transcends, no matter if you're a music snob and you only like certain kinds of music, you've heard it. I know, really. People have heard the song, and that is one of those songs that gets played over and over and over again. I have to think about this, but somebody's invited me to take a dip in a glass-bottom pool. I know that's a weird transition, isn't it? But this glass-bottom pool is 500 feet, and somebody just did a story, one of the networks just did a story on it, 500 feet above downtown Houston. I'm going to Houston at the end of the month, and it's the 40th floor of some apartment building in downtown Houston. So it's an infinity pool, and when you're in the pool, this pool, it just shows, it's got 8-inch thick plexiglass. It sits out 10 feet from this tower. It's the tallest pool in Texas and the only glass bottom pool in Houston. Oh boy. I don't know. It opened in October 2016. It's not really open to the public. Somebody I know knows somebody in there. It's really crazy to look at it. Oh, I don't know if I don't know. Would you like to? Would you walk into it and have that? It's almost like you're suspended, and it's almost like you're suspended just right there on the 40th floor. Ooh. I don't know. I'm more of a lazy river. I was thinking about this. I'm more of a lazy river person. Put me in a lazy river and just let me go around in the lazy river. You know what I'm talking about, right? If you've never experienced a lazy river, they're all over the place. You need to go and experience that. Promise me you'll put that on your bucket list. You want to talk about just chillaxing on the inner tube, baby, and you just go round and round and round. It is really cool. The music means that we got to dip out of this one. Prop them up. See you in a few.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Of We Can Count. I like to say it's all about the numbers, and there's a lot of numbers to talk about. Here's one where it's just strictly an interstate. So think of Interstate 20 for a second. If you've ever been on Interstate 20 in Atlanta, oh, I've been there, jammed in the middle of horrific traffic. It's been a long time, but I did that trek from the East Coast down to Florida and spent some time, by the way, in Atlanta. But this has nothing to do with that. This is a major highway, and it had to be shut down because the pavement rose up. It just rose up and broke apart like a chocolate bar, boom, in one area where I guess utility work was being done. So a motorcyclist was going by right at that time, hit the pavement in the carpool lane, went airborne, critically injured. I mean, just a freak accident, freak timing. Pieces of pavement went up about 6 feet or so, and the road buckled. And witnesses, it almost looked like a scene for me. Couldn't believe what they were seeing. So they closed all the lanes, of course, after that and diverted the traffic to 285. But it's an infrastructure problem, and they were trying to fix it. It's the latest problem there where they had a collapse. Remember, we've seen a collapse of an overpass at 85, and that's a major north-south artery. So now this is the latest thing, and they were actually working on it. Sad for the guy who just happened to be passing then, where he hits it, where it just buckles, and it is the craziest thing to see. This radio, but trust me, I'm giving you a good description. It just, boom, went up, like sort of right there in that lane. You can always go in whatever search engine you use and go look at the video of it, but it's shocking. It is. It's absolutely shocking. All right, let's jump to something else as far as numbers are concerned. How about this? I mean, I can't help it. I loved this movie. A lot of you ask me, because I do the cheap movie review, what's my favorite movie? And I love the movie Fargo. I want to say, I don't even know how old Fargo is. It goes back a ways, though. So now they've got the television kind of version, miniseries of it. And Fargo, this time around, this is season 3. There's your number. Fargo now has Ewan McGregor apparently in it. So that's going to be pretty interesting. And the series has exploded. Initially, Billy Bob Thornton, he's this incredible disruptor guy. I mean, the people that have been involved in this have been absolutely incredible. And so here we go again. And if you think of Ewan McGregor, he's one of my faves. You know, Transpotting, just, he's been in so many movies. It would take me this entire show to list them. The Island. But this is the first time I think he's done a TV series. And it is a TV series. And I think it's going to be good. I don't know. It pulls in a lot of people, and I think it will do that. So third season for Fargo. Crazy. Third season. Man. All right, let's jump to Money, Money, Money and talk about that. We've talked with people in the housing industry before when we talk about business and what it means when we start to see certain areas that get slammed by foreclosures. And there's actually a story I read the other day about the foreclosure rate has been below pre-recession levels since late 2016, which, of course, that is good news, and it's continuing to fall, and this is according to all the numbers that have been crunched and gathered by Adam Data Solutions, and the real estate information that they analyze and put out there, they found that foreclosure in the first quarter of 2017 was actually its lowest in nearly 11 years. That's pretty good. And they say, as well as in 102 of 216 of the metropolitan areas that they actually use to compile all these statistics. And that's great, too. So that means something's going right for people, that the foreclosures are down. And when we look at foreclosure rates and what the rates are, I mean, as far as certain areas, number one on the list was New Jersey. The foreclosure rate, one in every 497 housing units. So, wow. One in 497. If we go up a little bit, because that's number one, if we go up a little bit, South Carolina, one in every 1,146 housing units. North Carolina, one in every 1,332, I'm giving you the exact number, housing units. So it's interesting to look at those areas and then look at what the jobs are, of course, and compare. And that kind of gives you a glimpse into what's happening there. Why is, what leads you to believe that they're getting hit harder? And, of course, in New Jersey, it's expensive when we're talking about taxes, when you're talking about certain areas, and I think it's not necessarily the depressed economic areas. Some of them are the bigger areas, but nothing like we saw when we saw the epic housing collapse, the subprime mortgages, that debacle that set us back. And I think, honestly, I think we still, in some cases, we're still feeling the effects of that, although it's starting to wane, but it has taken so long to bounce back. And think about 2008. Think about before that, a couple of years before that. And I think that the bounce was, it was tough. That bounce, that bad bounce was really a hard turnaround. Really, really was. All right, let's move in a different direction and talk about this space station deal. You know, I'm like kind of a space geek. We've had lots of people on the show. We've had former astronauts on the show. We've talked to people from NASA and other people involved in space and in some capacity, either in the past or currently. So now, in an effort to understand, apparently, the way it's been described to me, growing plants in space, the astronauts that are on this mission at the International Space Station, they're talking about, wouldn't it be great if they could produce fresh produce? So as part of NASA's Advanced Plant Habitat, which is a mini fridge, check this out, a mini fridge-sized experiment, it's going to join 7,600 pounds of science cargo and supplies, right, that are going up, boom, to the station. A 190-foot rocket is scheduled to launch from Cape Canaveral and be united there and bring all that stuff up, and then be able to work on this vegetable production system. That's why what they're sending up is part of that. Can they produce? They're hoping that based on the experiments they've done, that they can produce more vegetables so that they could be able to grow things. And they've got light or LEDs are part of it, the white and infrared light, to try to bring out four times that of what the veggie is. And it's all the sensors and also that they're going to use on this, but also to reduce the time that they're able to produce these vegetables. And they feel like you know, when people say, well, what are you doing in space and how's that help us on Earth? And again, the way it's been explained to me, and they just did a big blowout story on this, is they'll be able to modify the environment with the light, the water, the atmosphere, all of that, and we'll learn a lot of information as to food production in space, like Mars, etc. But what can we learn as a result of these experiments about food production that maybe we can apply here on Earth? So the plants get grown in a space or in a science carrier, is what they call it, and they sit at the bottom of the habitat, and they're about the size of a pizza box is what they do. It's the size of a pizza box, so it doesn't take up a lot of room, and they're hoping that they can really grow this stuff. Ooh, sounds interesting to me. All right, once again, thanks so much for listening to this edition of America Tonight. Was I just on
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.